Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and confidence. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building a supportive community for mental well-being. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when you just need someone to talk to, someone who gets it, someone who can offer a listening ear without judgment. That's where a supportive community comes in. Think about it, humans are social creatures by nature. We thrive on connection. But in today's world, with everyone glued to the screens and running around like headless chickens, genuine connections can feel harder to find. That's why building a strong support system is crucial for our mental health. It's like having your own personal squad of cheerleaders, therapists, and accountability partners all rolled into one. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build that rock-solid community. First, be open and vulnerable. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, vulnerability is scary. But trust me, it's the foundation of any genuine connection. Sharing your struggles, your fears, your hopes, even the little things allows others to connect with you on a deeper level. You don't have to spill your entire life story in one go, just start small. Share a thought, ask for advice, admit when you're struggling. Remember, vulnerability breeds connection. Second, seek out like-minded individuals. This doesn't mean finding clones of yourself, but rather people who share your interests, values, and maybe even some similar challenges. Think about joining clubs, taking classes, or engaging in online communities that align with your passions. Sharing experiences with people who get you can be incredibly enriching. Third, be a good listener. I know, it sounds simple, but truly listening to others without judgment is a superpower. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actually pay attention to what they are saying. Ask questions, show empathy, and let them know you're there for them. Remember, sometimes people just need someone to hear them, not fix them. Fourth, be present and engaged. Don't just go through the motions in your interactions. Be fully present when you're with your community. Put away distractions, engage in conversations, and actively participate in activities together. Building strong connections takes time and effort. And lastly, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure to prioritize your own mental well-being by engaging in activities that nourish you, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or simply taking a long bath. A healthy you is better equipped to support others. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who recently moved to a new city for work. She feels isolated, overwhelmed, and misses her old friends. One day, she stumbles upon a local pottery class that piques her interest. Hesitant at first, she decides to give it a try. At the class, she meets a group of friendly people who share her passion for art and her struggles with adjusting to a new environment. They bond over their shared experiences, offer each other support, and even plan outings together outside of class. Slowly but surely, Sarah finds herself building a supportive community that helps her feel connected, grounded, and less alone. See? It's not magic. It's about putting yourself out there, being open, and nurturing those connections. And trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your tribe today. Engage with people who inspire you, share their stories, offer a listening ear, and be present in your relationships. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. A strong support system can make all the difference in navigating life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Now go out there, connect with others, and build that amazing community you deserve. And don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone who needs a little extra support. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.